Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning. This is Trish Clark, not Carl and Linda Bott, and I'm standing in for them this morning. They're off on assignment doing something different than doing their normal radio show. So I'm going to stand in. It has been announced this morning that the Anderson police chief was going to join me during today's show. Unfortunately, I had that had been my intention to invite him. He was off for a couple of days and didn't have the opportunity to attend this morning, but we'll reschedule him because I know everybody would like to hear what's going on in the South County with the new police chief, and that's always an interesting time for a community to have a new police chief, maybe some change directions. Or I personally think in the city of Anderson we have a great police department, we have great response time, and I'm looking forward to hearing what new ideas he has for our community. We are joined, however, in the studio this morning with one of our favorite guests, Patrick Jones from the Reading City Council. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Trish. Thanks for having me in on short notice.
Not a problem. I'm looking forward to your discussion because I'm very familiar with the topic we're going to talk about, and I'm delighted to see the Reading City Council pick up on this and move towards this effort with our federal land use agencies and state land use agencies. I was disappointed that the county didn't pick up on that and do a little bit more than they've done. So I'm looking forward to moving forward with our discussion. We're going to be going to our moment with the our stockbrokers pretty quick here. And
yes, as a matter of fact, we can go ahead and bring her in right now. Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop-Cummings is bringing us this Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Trish. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 220 points at 13,099. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 25 at 1,390. And the NASDAQ is positive 57 at 2,967. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 17 cents at $7.35 and Knight Capital Group up 77 cents at $3.35. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 11 cents at $15.12, and North Valley Bank is up 15 cents at $13.50. Turning to the bond market, we're finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury bond yield to 2.64%. Over in the commodity markets, we're finding crude oil up $3.20 at $90.15. Gold is down $3.60 at $15.96.60, and silver is unchanged at $27.34. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop-Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy. They do this twice a day on the KCNR radio stations, and it gives us good information to plan our financial future, so we appreciate their input. Patrick.
Well, thanks for having me, Trish. As always, we had a special city council meeting yesterday, and that was at 5:15, and the topic was presented to us by the Shasta County Coordination Committee, and they've done a lot of work. They've been meeting for over a year, pretty much weekly. So I want to thank Dan and Aaron and Mike and essentially everyone on that committee for doing a good job. I think there's a lot of miscommunication about what coordination is. I think a lot of people don't understand that all state and federal agencies in their own policies must coordinate their plans with a local governing body if the local governing body has invoked coordination. Reading invoked coordination last year, and last night we created a comprehensive land use plan. You can't invoke coordination unless you have a plan as to what you're going to do. Now, this plan will be updated on a regular basis. As things and ideas change, we will modify that so that we put the residents of our county and really the residents of our city in a good position.
Patrick, just to kind of sideline you a little bit, there's kind of an image in the community that this somehow is going to be an expensive, time-consuming effort for the city, and that's kind of why the county didn't get involved into it. So let's speak about who these people on the coordination committee are, their level of expertise, and the fact that they're volunteers.
Right, and there will be quite a bit of time spent, but the time spent will be by the committee and the committee members, which they've already done. And we have foresters on there, we have professionals, we have just a great variety of people that have really the background to dive into this, and they've already shown that that they can do it. They are willing to do it. We've seen this done in other counties where people have come forward, and it wasn't great expense to the taxpayer.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
And so that is important. Obviously, staff time right now is at a premium, and staff levels are down. But here, this committee is willing to step forward and to say, hey, we can do the work. We can bring these issues forward. And, just because council approved this land use plan, as this committee brings issues forward, it doesn't necessarily mean that we will accept any of this information. We will still vote on each item and take public comment and so forth. So,
okay, we're going to take a break now, and then we'll be back with Councilman Patrick Jones from the City of Reading talking about coordination.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will be performed by the Shasta College Theater Department August 9th to the 25th on the Shasta College stage. Described as a non-stop sugar rush by critics, this Broadway and London hit will delight theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend and discovers that an honest, open spirit always wins the day. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And our KCNR time is 7:14. Sunny and hot today. A high of 106. Clearer tonight with a low near 70. And hot again tomorrow, a couple of degrees off with a high of 104, currently 69 degrees in Reading. And this report, as always, brought to you by our friends out at Anselmo Vineyards. On the way out to Shingletown, turn off at Inwood Road. Excellent folks. Reverge Anselmo and company out there will help you have a great time, a great evening out there, and excellent food. Check them out, Anselmo Vineyards. Now back to our guest host, Trish Clark.
And good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Trish Clark sitting in for Linda and Carl Bott. And reminding you that if you would like to join the conversation, you can call 605-4567. And I welcome all the people in the chat room that are signed in. And fortunately, I'm not very good at walking and chewing gum at the same time, so I have a hard time following what they're saying. But recognize that Bob is paying attention, and if there are good questions that you have, you can pose them as well. But I do invite your phone calls at 605-4567 if you have questions for me or just something you'd like to talk about or questions for our guest at this moment, Patrick Jones. We're talking coordination. Patrick?
It was a special meeting that we had yesterday. It was a bit of a workshop, and so we had the entire coordination, Shasta County Coordination Committee present to speak to us about some of these issues. We also had a representative from Modoc County, Sean Curtis, was there, and Sean has gone through the coordination process, and they found that it to be very beneficial. And again, once you invoke coordination, which the City of Reading has done, then you can take issues up as you feel that they're appropriate. And so it's not a matter of every issue that's coming forward the City of Reading has to weigh in on. We weigh in on issues that are important to our residents. And I think that's what's so important. I was very disappointed once again that the Record Searchlight and Bruce Ross with his editorial 2 days ago lifts up the idea of coordination, and then the very next day slams the idea, saying the City of Reading can't fix a city restroom, and they have no business meddling in this topic of coordination. And once again, it's just crap. It's just wrong. We have really worked hard on this topic, and this is of great benefit to the residents of Reading, and this is very useful. And we get to choose what issues we want to tackle. And I tell you, the paper, not understanding that, maybe it's just a lack of knowledge for the editor to come out and say that this is not a topic that the City of Reading should be looking into. This is almost a must today. We're going to have water issues coming down like we've never seen before, and we need every tool so that we can have early and meaningful dialogue before these things run us over.
Well, and I want to congratulate the city on seeing the wisdom of doing this and recognize that this is going to be beneficial to every citizen in Shasta County, that the city is making this effort to work with this coordination group. I think what people need to understand is yes, our federal agencies have always brought these issues to the local board of supervisors, to the city councils, but they really become involved with us after they've done all of the study, all of the things, and they're doing their public hearing process on their already established preferred alternative.
Correct.
When they've done that, we're done. I mean, at that point, all you're doing is going through the bureaucratic red tape. There is no opportunity for good input. What we need to have happen is, and what I found in the 20 years that I was in office, we have good people out there who are watching these issues. We have your off-road people and your people that pay attention to fishing and parks and water issues and those things that as they pertain to the community. And they'll bring those issues to your attention when they pop up on the Federal Registry and there's a department that's doing something in that area. They'll bring them to our attention and they'll help do the study and bring it to the city's attention to get involved.
And that's a good example. Sylvia Mulligan, she's on the coordination committee and she's been working, so many years on issues that affect us and using our national forests and roads. And that's a good example of the Forest Service systematically creating a travel management plan and systematically starting to determine which roads they're going to keep open and which ones they're going to close. And again, we didn't have early and meaningful dialogue early in that discussion, and roads started to close. That has a great impact, an economic impact on the City of Reading.
Well, and I feel that in that particular issue, what they used our input for was to identify roads they didn't even know were there so they could close more of them, because we, the county at that point, were not in a position. We had not invoked coordination and didn't get into the game early and weren't able to say these roads are off limits. They simply used the people on the coordination committee to identify roads they didn't even know existed.
So what a great tool we have invoking coordination. It could be with the closure of roads. It could be with the Army Corps of Engineers overstepping their boundaries. It could be with BLM. Now, we have a good relationship with BLM, but nothing ever stays perfect for long. We also have the ability to cooperate. At any time, we can cooperate. But this tool allows us to coordinate. It's a legal and binding term, and you just simply want it in your toolbox. You don't want to discount it.
I think that it's so important, and it is written into all of those agencies' call to duty that they must coordinate with local agencies.
The vote last night was 3-2. Council member Sullivan and Mayor Dickerson did not support the idea of coordination. And to be fair to Mayor Dickerson, he said he didn't like this drafted land use plan, and he had some issues with that. So it's going to come back to council. We're going to clean up some of the language, and we'll give him another chance to see if he believes in coordination or not. I think he's would be wise to support it, because I really think it can do the residents of Reading a great deal of good.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. As I indicated, and I know you represent the citizens of Reading, but I think this is going to have an impact on everyone in Shasta County.
And, Bob, I think Mr. Dixon had a question. What was his question to me? It's on the computer there, and I'm having a little trouble seeing
it. All right, let me let me back scroll. I think the upshot is that let me back scroll here with a quote here from John listener. With the history of failure of city land use, the idea of this council, and for that matter, and of course it scrolled on me, basically his opinion is that the city council is not up to this. Your response, sir?
Well, I think John, I would disagree with you. We're very much up for this. The council members have a wide and diverse background. As people bring forward issues to us, we start diving into them. It's true, we're not experts on all issues, but as they come forward, we do a lot of work, and we educate ourselves on these issues. The idea with coordination is it's a tool there. If you don't invoke coordination, you simply cannot use it because you haven't invoked it. By having this tool, we can take a topic that is very important to us. Road closures, for example, that's very important to us. And without this tool, we can't invoke the coordination process. And Fred Kelly Grant, for those of you that are familiar with him, those of you who have not, Google his name, do a little research on what he's been able to accomplish. This technique absolutely works, and I'm happy to have it.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Twin River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guaranteed high-stakes bounty tournament.
The ultimate.
On Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
The Event Center.
Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California, so pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 Guarantee High Stakes Bounty Tournament on Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
In the Event Center.
This $10,000 High Stakes Bounty Tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast.
Be one of the first 200.
So reserve your seat at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants.
Win it all.
Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
It's better.
It's better on the river.
On the river.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And at 7:26, this portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, old-fashioned values because quality doesn't have to cost more. They service all makes and models 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's hot weather right now. It's time to make sure that your AC is working correctly. They do right, they stand by it, and their customers will see the value. That's Alliance Heating and Air, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio, 221-2642.
Good morning. This is Trish Clark. I'm standing in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are on assignment today. And my guest this half hour has been Patrick Jones from the Reading City Council. I almost said Anderson. and we've been talking about coordination. And one final point that I want to make to the people out there is that the city of Reading is not going to be taking on the planning for the National Forest or those other things. And this whole issue arose in Shasta County in our communities as a result of citizen input. We had citizens coming to us who represent various and sundry areas of recreation in the unincorporated area in the city of Reading all over, who were concerned about the actions being taken that impacted their recreation opportunities in their lives by federal and state agencies, which they had no way to access. And they were asking for the help of local government in accessing that. Sylvia Milligan's group came up with this thing that Fred Kelly Grant. And I encourage what Patrick said. I encourage you to go online and Google Fred Kelly Grant and look at his background, look at what he's done in other communities and the things he's been involved with, and recognize that this is a tool that's going to be good for all the citizens of Shasta County.
And you're right. It started with road closures, but it easily can get into issues of recreation with BLM, Army Corps. It is widespread. All government agencies, their policies say they must coordinate their plans. And when you don't have that early and meaningful dialogue at the beginning, you're way behind. And that's where it does a disservice to the citizens here. And that's what this group recognized. And they're just simply following the government's own plans. And for me, it would be crazy not to have this available to us. I'm very happy that the council saw that, and at least three council members saw the value of having this. And, you know, one issue that came up that is coming up is the critical habitat for the spotted owl.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Curtis in Modoc County and Fred Kelly Grant can tell you just what they've been able to do there to really put themselves in a much better situation than what we have here in Shasta County. It's those types of issues that we can have early and meaningful dialogue, and we can change some of these things and make a difference and improve the quality of life here in Shasta County.
And what a difference in our world as we live it today could have been made had we invoked coordination early on the spotted owl. I mean,
exactly.
No other single thing has had a bigger income on Shasta County and our lifestyle, jobs, mills, all those things.
Real quick question as we head into the break. Will this coordination be able to have any effect on the peripheral canal?
Well, I don't think that as we learn the details, I think very much so. I think this is going to be, again, a big water topic that's going to affect us here in the North State. And this may be the tool that helps us.
It certainly puts our foot in the door. Thank you so much, Patrick. And we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back shortly. From the Fox Business Network, stocks are soaring today after a July jobs report showed the strongest hiring trend in 5 months. 163,000 jobs were added last month, a turnaround following 3 months of sluggish hiring. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 200 points. Zipcar shares are skidding after the company trimmed its full-year outlook. Though the car-sharing company posted a narrower-than-expected loss during the second quarter, revenue fell short of expectations. Zipcar says it brought in fewer new members than anticipated and conceded it's facing some challenges. And ratings for the London Olympics have been so strong for Comcast NBC that executive Mark Lazarus says there's a small chance the network could turn a profit for its parent from the Games. NBC's averaging 35.5 million viewers through the first 5 nights of taped coverage from the London Games. Tuesday's telecast drew 38.7 million when swimmer Michael Phelps took center stage. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-922-2890. That's 1-800-922-2890.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
At 7:34, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and it is right now warm enough. We've got 70 degrees in town. Stop by and visit today at Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership, serving the Reading and surrounding areas. At Crown Motors, they carry used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. Great pride in the vehicles they sell. They strive to succeed in great customer satisfaction. They're at 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading, proud sponsor of this segment of Free Fire Radio. And this morning, back to our guest host, Trish Clark.
And good morning, and we're just happy to have all of you out there with us. And we had a great discussion going with Councilman Patrick Jones about coordination. And now we're going to change topics completely and move down to the South County for the upcoming weekends. I have in the studio with me Johnny T.
Good morning.
From the Sons of Italy. And we're going to talk about my favorite event in the Anderson River Park, Paisano Days.
It's our premier event for the Sons of Italy and a big event at Anderson River Park. And I see you there every year.
I can't miss all that good food and fun.
Mm-hmm. And Lou White will be playing. If you feel like dancing out there again tonight, we'll have music playing for you.
Well, and I'll just get you to dance with me.
There you go. I'll be there. I'll save you a dance.
All right.
If I'm not on the bocce courts, of course.
Exactly.
That's going on. We started that up last night. We had the grills going. People were eating sausage sandwiches and having beverages and taking advantage of the slightly cooler weather that takes place down at the river. It was a very nice evening.
Oh, good. And so what's on tap for today?
Today, we've got our crafters moving in, and that's something we want to highlight, because I hear people say they come down every year and get most of their Christmas shopping done. We'll have over 30 crafters from shoes to hats and everything in between, and that's a lot of fun. Lou White, the band, will be setting up for your listening and dancing pleasure, and then we'll have the food lines open about 5 o'clock. We'll be serving a really good spaghetti dinner. And a bocce will kick off on the courts again at 6 o'clock. We'll play into the evening. And tomorrow we have a fun run, walk run going on in the morning. We'll be there opening tomorrow morning, and more music, more bocce. The grills will be going, and we'll have meatball sandwiches and pizza pie and all
sausage
things
sandwiches.
Sausage sandwiches. I had two yesterday.
Yeah, well,
so
you
good.
Oh, you had one for me. I'll have mine on Saturday. That's the highlight.
It's good stuff. And, again, we got crews working on food all this week, making that good sauce, letting it stay in the pots and get happy. And we're ready for you. Come on down.
Okay. Well, and this is an event that's been going on how many years down there?
We've done it about 27, 28 years now. And, again, thank you for reminding me to hats off to the Parks and Recreation and the City of Anderson. They've always been so good to us, as well as all the folks in the community that come down and support us. It helps us stay in business of doing the things we do in the community. Asphalt Cowboys, can't put it on without them. We partner up, and we use chairs and tables from the Cowboys. Couldn't do it without them. But again, Parks and Recs are always very good to us and help us put on a good event down there.
You know, those of us in the South County are very, very proud of our Anderson River Park and the amenities that are there. And you know, the community has really worked together to create all of those wonderful things. And the Sons of Italy are certainly a part of that. We have the bocce ball courts, which are Sons of Italy. And they're there, you know, as a result of your efforts with the Paisano Days and those things. But they're there for the community.
You're absolutely right. It is a great little park with the walking trails and the Veterans Grove and all the different things that are going on down the Mosquito Serenades happening. And you're right, Sons of Italy's been down there a long time. We put together the courts. The parks helps us maintain them. And that's just a lot of fun. I mean, besides going down there rolling for the Paisano Days, you can pick up a bucket of bocce balls and go down there. It's open to the public. So keep that in mind. Go down there, work the courts, dress them up a little bit, and roll some balls with, bocce balls, a game grandkids could play with grandparents. Totally co-ed. Anybody can play it, and it's a lot of fun. It is down there at the park.
That's exactly right. And I'm just going to add a few other things. You know, we have great soccer fields down there. We have great baseball fields, basketball, tennis, all those things, and they've been built through the efforts of the different community members like the Sons of Italy, the Soccer League, and the city and Parks and Rec Department has worked with them, sometimes giving them loans to go forward and then being paid off through the concession stands. It's a wonderful little park, and what I love about it is when we've been able to create that wonderful river atmosphere without concreting over everything, and we've tried to go low on the restrictions. I remember way back someone came to the city council when I was on there and wanted us to restrict the use of alcohol in the park. We've never had an issue with alcohol in the park. And so we've encouraged people to use common sense. And over the years, you know, we've just never had an issue. We've restricted glass. I want to remind everybody that in the Anderson River Park, you cannot have glass containers. Beyond that, you know, you can rent those lovely little gazebos and picnic areas all throughout the park. It's there for the community's use, and I know a lot of people from Reading, including the Sons of Italy, come down there and use it on a regular basis.
That's a good point. That's something that you can't do at all the parks and all with all the cities, and we really appreciate the, you know, City of Anderson allowing us to police ourselves. We've never had issues down there. You know, we're adults and we do have adult beverages, but we watch out. We take care of one another. We make sure people do the right thing and don't do the wrong thing while we're down there. So we appreciate the ability to do that. It does make that park unique in the area. And you're right. We don't have problems with it. We take care of business.
Yeah, no, and it's a great event for any of you who have not attended the Paisano Days down at the Anderson River Park. This has been the first weekend in August for as long as I can remember.
Forever. And people say, it's a little too hot. Is it? Yeah, we live up here. It gets a little hot, but it's always a little cooler by the river.
Exactly. And there's lots of stuff going on. And so we're going to go for a break and we'll be right back.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Clobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460.com.
And 7:44 is our time here at KCNR, 1460, 72 degrees. This portion of the program brought to you by Crackmaster. If you have a Crackmaster, can do a guarantee other shops don't dare offer. It can fix them from small chips up to 24-inch cracks in your windshield. Get that windshield fixed. Have a safe, reliable car you can actually see out the window once again on. Tell Jeff you heard all about this on Free Fire Radio. He's at 3280 Market Street in Reading. Give him a call, 241-8373. Crackmaster, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back to the Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott are on assignment today. I'm here talking Paisano Days in the Anderson River Park coming up this weekend with Johnny T. And Johnny, you guys make a lot of money with this
all
project.
That we can.
Yes. And it, because it's a very successful event, just talk about where does that money go? How does it filter back into Shasta County community?
When I first joined the Sons of Italy some 29 years ago, I was impressed by what they did in the community. That's why I joined. It's a community event besides fun. I saw what they were doing. They were putting together community, family-oriented projects. You're right. They generate some funds, and they do great things with those funds. For instance, this line, I'm going by memory here, didn't bring in my official list, but let's look at Wings of Angels, a locally made organization that helps families with very sick children and takes care of them as they send their children to Davis or San Francisco, helps them with motels and gas and food and the type of things that insurance doesn't cover. We're very proud supporters of that organization. Our Boy Scouts, we have a scholarship program that we do every year. And we're very well-run scholarship, gets young adults in the community that are community-minded and good students, and we help them with their education. We've done things to help out the local hospitals. Years ago, when they first put together here, it used to be Reading Med and then up at Mercy, the houses for the folks that are out of town.
Mm-hmm.
We, Sons of Italy, helped kick those things off. We supported, again, supporting other groups. And we donated $10,000 at a whack to get those things going. We're very proud of those things. But we've got a long laundry list of local things that we do, little sports teams here, and sponsoring a pasta feed to help a family out in need. Again, through the Wings of Angels mostly. So we're doing what we can to help out others in the community and have a good time most of the time, too, and get a good meal in.
And you know, and I think that's the important thing. I always wonder about people in the community because I've always enjoyed the volunteer aspects of living in a community and being involved with your community. Sons of Italy is just one of the many great service clubs that we have around the area. And I think people who don't get involved, who are not a member of one of these, don't realize what great fun we do have. It's a really rewarding experience to give back to the community that's been helpful to you during your working career, or whether you owned a business or whether you worked for a company or whatever you did. Being involved in the community, giving back, knowing what's happening, helping out with those little things that happen in people's lives. You know, the what do they say? Life is what happens while you're busy living.
Yeah.
And stuff happens. And so we're very fortunate in Shasta County that we've got this great group of service clubs that kind of stepped forward, worked together, as you indicated. I think the Kiwanis Club was the one that was really, really involved in those houses for the hospitals. But other organizations stepped forward, like the Sons of Italy, to make those things happen.
You're right. Kiwanis did. They headlined those efforts, and we were very proud and pleased to be able to help move those along.
Yeah, I guess I think people miss out if they're not involved in part of the volunteer efforts of a community that make things happen.
Well, you know that very well. I've seen you on the serving line. I've seen you with your aprons. I've seen you moving chairs and tables around and helping out. You're right. A lot of times it is a lot of hard work. We've been working hard at Paisano Days down there, and it's a lot of hard work, but you're with a good bunch of people. And it is nice to have people come up and say, hey, thanks for doing that, or thanks for helping out. You know, we don't do it for the recognition and the pat on the back, but when you get them, it feels pretty good.
And that's right. And like you said, there's always the good food with these organizations, and not the Sons of Italy, certainly not the least of which.
You know what? Our events usually involve some good food. We do like that.
Yeah, that's good. And there's just so many people that I've worked with over the years in the community that have been very involved in that. I think the Push Bizzetti.
Oh,
and
yeah!
His group, you know, Paul was a longtime businessman in the South County mm-hmm. and is now still active on the Anderson Fire District Board and still involved, I'm sure, down at Paisano Days.
Been there every day I've been down there. Paul comes down and helps out. He's right in the middle of it.
And so many other names. You shouldn't start naming people because there's so many of them that have just been so inspirational and so involved in this issue. So anything else you want to add about Paisano Days and what's happening down there with that?
I would just say that if you haven't been down there, you're missing a little jewel of an event in our area. And if you have been down there, I probably don't have to say anything else because you'll be back. You'll come down. I know you're going to be there. Bad Bob's going to come down. We're going to feed him.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just a reminder that tonight, Lou White and the band will be playing and great dance music and that great spaghetti dinner. And my favorite thing of the whole deal is that sausage sandwich. My mouth
Mine
is
too,
watering,
I think.
waiting till tomorrow. Had I known you were doing that last night, I might have swung by.
I have to keep you better informed of these things because I had two last night in the middle of bocce, reffing and playing. So they are delicious.
Yeah, they are good. So if you know, everybody just needs to get down there and enjoy a couple, 3 days at the park, and we'll look forward to seeing you down there.
I do look forward to seeing you. Thanks again.
Okay, thanks so much for coming in, Johnny. And so we've got some time here to talk about some other issues before the 8 o'clock hour, and so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Just that I don't know if I've ever been good enough. I'm a little bit rusty, and I think my...
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Redding Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Redding Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's home performance program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive, proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio from the very earliest days. Joe and Shelley got a great place down there. Go down and get yourself a nice blended espresso drink. That is Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive.
And welcome back to the Free Fire Radio Show, KCNR. I want to invite everyone to give us a call at 605-4567. You know, one of the things about hosting on this show, this is Trish Clark, and I'm standing in for Linda and Carl this morning. And when I come in here, I kind of don't have a really so much prepared dialogue that I'm going to do, and so I wing it. And if I don't get any phone calls in between guests, then you just kind of have to listen to whatever it is that I want to talk about. If you have something that you'd like to ask a question about or have aired in some manner, this is your opportunity to pick up the phone and call 605-4567. And Bob and I'll just respond to whatever you have in your mind.
A lot of things going on these days.
There's a ton of stuff going on. And we were talking earlier about the Olympics are a big issue right now. And I think I tend to watch the Winter Olympics more avidly than I do the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, there's something about watching a guy on a luge, and that has to be a heck of a ride. And then, of course, there's always the ever-popular Jamaican bobsled team. But referring over to the chat room, interesting commentary. Apparently, some very uninformed individual made a general attack on the Marine Corps as a result of the incident on the Sundial Bridge, and it is good that we live in a country where such uninformed idiots as this individual has the freedom to open his pie hole and spew his venom without fear of a visit in the night from government security forces and being hauled off. That right to say those words was bought and paid for in blood by U.S. Marines and other servicemen. And I wonder if that even percolates through what passes for his brain.
Yep. Wow. Well said, Bob, and I can't add anything to that. I am always amazed and have to admit, and I'm not certainly, I think this ability that we have created online for people to blog without identifying who they are, has not been beneficial to society in general. I'm all for anybody being able to say anything they want to say, but I think they need to own it. I think they need to put their name on it and as letters to the editor or any of those things. Certainly I know that over the many years that I've been, stirring the pot, I have said things that people don't agree with. Sometimes they do. but the fact is, I always own it. And I'm right up front with the fact that that's my opinion. And I state it freely, but I own it. And you can tag it right on Trish Clark. I don't spend a lot of time reading, the input from people who call themselves by anonymous names. If you got something to say, put your name on it and send me a letter and I'm anxious to hear it. But if you want to be anonymous, or a tag, that's just my personal opinion, then I don't put a lot of credence in that. I want to know who said it and let them own their
I think Maggie
stuff.
John likened some of the comments to online roadkill. Can I do a shameless plug real quick here?
Sure.
Saturday, tomorrow, noon to one on Boomer Tech Radio here on KCNR, hosted by myself and my lovely wife, Brenda. We're going to be talking about drones, UAVs, eyes in the sky. There's a lot of people very paranoid about them, but they are actually going to be a very powerful tool for some very important jobs for fire agencies, planners, and law enforcement. And we're going to talk about that on KCNR tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds interesting. And you know, that is a subject that's around this area, and there's some action actually going on with some drones and those things. And certainly there's plenty to be fearful about with people eavesdropping, but a lot of technology that's going to be really good. I'll look forward to hearing that on the show. I want to make one final comment back to our earlier thing about coordination and Fred Kelly Grant, the gentleman who was first brought the attention of coordination to Shasta County and the Board of Supervisors through Sylvia Milligan from the off-road vehicle people. And I want you to, again, to invite you to go to his webpage, and there is a delightful book that Fred Kelly Grant, wrote, and Bob has assured me that I can actually say this in this context. But the name of the book is Justice My Ass. And it is an excellent book about the legal field, if you're at all interested. Fred Kelly Grant is a practicing attorney and has some really interesting stints in his life in different parts of the United States. And it's a great book, so I'll just put in a little plug for Fred Kelly Grant. And he's been here many times to our community and offered great, valuable information about the ability to work with these different groups. And once again, I just want to people to be informed that I, you know, I kind of wasn't favored or didn't like the comments that were being made about the city of Reading taking on a planning issue with their record of planning and maybe some people that don't like what they've planned in their city.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A lot more Americans found work in July, yet more Americans are out of work.
Job increases of 163,000 and the unemployment rate increases to 8.3%.
Fox Business Network's Rich Edson.
A strange phenomenon here to be explained by simply two different surveys.
One of employers, the other of households, asking people if they have a job and if not, if they're looking for one. Wall Street's rallying. The Dow's up 217. What's the political reaction? Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The top economic advisor at the White House calls the Labor Department report further evidence of economic recovery, noting 29 consecutive months of private sector job growth. And Obama campaign statement blames Republican obstruction for not adding more jobs. Mitt Romney's campaign with a different take.
Jobs numbers today are tragic.
And campaign spokesman Ryan Williams calling it a reminder how dire the economy is.
It's also a reminder of how President Obama's policies have failed.
No president since World War II has won re-election with the unemployment rate above 8%, Dave.
Jared, there is more suffering in Syria today. That's in Damascus after mortars hit a Palestinian refugee camp, killing at least 21. The UN's about to condemn the regime. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
The United Nations General Assembly about to vote on a resolution drafted by Saudi Arabia telling the Syrian military to stop its attacks on Syrian civilians and carry out the six-point peace plan negotiated by Kofi Annan. This one day after Annan resigned as the UN's special peace envoy to Syria. It's largely a symbolic effort to embarrass the Syrian regime without any of the enforcement power of a U.N. Security Council resolution. Dave?
According to investigators, don't know for sure if a blown tire caused a megabus to crash in Illinois yesterday. But they do know that the bus was manufactured just a year ago and passed a maintenance check days ago. One person died, dozens injured. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1649. 1-888-535-1649. That's 1-888-535-1649. 1-888-535-1649.
Gay couples are planning to do a lot of kissing across the country today at Chick-fil-A as a counter-protest to what happened Wednesday.
It was an outpouring of support for Chick-fil-A president Dan Cathy, whose business was threatened by politicians and by boycotts after Cathy publicly opposed gay marriage. Tens of thousands showed up at Chick-fil-A's nationwide, some in opposition to gay marriage, but for others.
It isn't whether it's a gay issue or not.
It was about freedom of speech.
We support anybody, any businessman. And if he wants to sell anything, pro or against anything, he has the right.
The chain reported record-breaking sales Wednesday, but gay activists say they'll answer back today, planning what's dubbed a National Same-Sex Kiss Day outside Chick-fil-A restaurants. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Tropical storm Ernesto moving through the Caribbean.
Currently, Ernesto is very close to the islands of St. Lucia and St. Vincent.
With sustained wind now about 45 miles an hour, Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center says it's too early to tell. It'll become a hurricane or threaten the U.S., could enter the Gulf of Mexico next week. There is a big sale going on. I mean, really big.
It started out as a way to get tourists to leave the interstate and see more of the USA's back roads. But now the world's longest yard sale has become a destination of its own. It turns 25 this weekend and stretches from Michigan down through Tennessee to Alabama. That's 690 miles if you're counting. That's a lot of arts and crafts. Walt Page is with the Fentress County, Tennessee Chamber of Commerce, which is the headquarters of the sale.
We've got people coming from San Francisco. It's amazing the amount of distance people will travel just to attend this all along the route.
The four-day event runs through Sunday. In Memphis, I'm Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
And as stocks rally on Wall Street, the price of oil also surging more than $3, back over 90 bucks a barrel, as gas goes up 4 more cents today, according to the AAA. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning. This is Trish Clark standing in for Linda and Carl Bott. They are on assignment today and won't be back until Tuesday, so I'm standing in as a host this morning. We've had a variety of topics this first hour. Then we're going to go now to someone of interest in the community that I enjoy talking with. And he's got some great news for our community. And we're going to go live or on the phone now to Reverge Anselmo.
Trish, have you got me on the phone?
I have, Reverge. Good morning.
All right, good. Hey, Trish, sorry, I could not get down there. I had to crash that Honda.
Oh, not a problem. Okay.
The Honda is crashed. Daniele and Grace spent the night up here at the house last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It was a night like that.
Oh, wow. That's too bad, and I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it was good.
we had a good discussion last night about some great wine news in Shasta County, and
yes,
so that's why I invited you to be here.
I have something very nice to report for the county in general, for the North State. In its region, we are the Inwood Valley of California is now an AVA, an American Viticultural Area. It's designated that by the U.S. Treasury Department. It takes in most of Shingletown Ridge, the Inwood Valley. There's a map. I'm sorry we're on radio, so I can't show people exactly where this goes, but it's essentially the whole Inwood Valley and the ridge of the town of Shingle.
And that's such exciting news, and it's a big deal. Explain to the listeners what in fact that what opportunity that gives us now.
Well, it means that the Inwood Valley is an appellation. It's something that goes on the labels of all wine bottles that are produced from this area. The U.S. government defends it. They'll go to court to defend it. And it's a geographical description of an area that is particularly unique for certain qualities of wine. And they don't say, you know, whether it's good or bad, but they say this is a unique circumstance for the growing of wine. And I'm sure that everybody who lives inside the AVA will now put in at least an acre or two of vines.
Well, and I think
wine region and not a marijuana region.
Wouldn't that be great? But it now is a recognized wine area, which can't help but bring more interest in the wine industry, the growing wine industry up here. Certainly, in my opinion, Anselmo's is a leader in that, and we have other vintners around Shasta County, and so this is that something that you have spent a great deal of time and effort attaining for Shasta County, and I wanted to highlight that this morning.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. Yeah, it was 4.5 years of effort. You have to hire a geologist. You have to forward climate studies. The Inwood Valley rides in a current of climate that is within 1 degree of Napa Valley, and climate decides everything on the quality of wine, really.
Reverge, hold on 1 minute.
Yeah, Reverge, we're going to switch you off for just 1 second. Stay on the line. Do not hang up, please.
I will.
Okay. And right now what we're going to do is we're going to throw a couple of switches here and just to let her know that she's now on the line. Our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, as we hear from each and every weekday morning here on KCNR, comes to us with this Market Minute. Hello, Kathy.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 214 points at 13,093. The S&P 500 is positive 25 at 1,390. And the NASDAQ is positive 57 at 2,967. Active stocks include Bank of America up 22 cents at $7.40. And Armor Residential Real Estate Investment Trust down 19 cents at $7.51. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is up 1 cent at $4.06, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 42 cents at $46.16. Turning to the bond market, we are Friday lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.57%. Over in the commodity markets, we're finding crude oil is up $3.51 at $90.64. Gold is up $9 at $15.99.70, and silver is up 59 cents at $27.58. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Wells Fargo Advisors down there on Park Marina Drive. Listen for the Market Minute 710, 810, and 905 every weekday morning right here at KCNR 1460.
And welcome back, and thank you, Kathy. That's always good information for our listeners. And we're going to go back with Reverge Anselmo now, and we're talking about the Inwood Valley and this latest wonderful wine designation that the Valley has received.
Trish?
Yes. Okay.
I'm with you.
Okay, good. And, you know, I was up at the winery last night, actually, because we had pizza night, and
yeah,
that's always delightful, as usual. What else is going on up at Anselmo's?
Oh, besides being designated American Viticultural Area?
Yes.
The same thing. We're still building and, you know, making our place better. But this is very good news for instance, Eric Fitz, John Castellari, Mike Bullards. Welcome to a brand new American Viticultural Appellation.
I think it's, you know, I'm not sure that the people in Shasta County recognize what a wealth of vineyards that we have available to us and this up-and-coming, you know, recognized area for wines. We've got some pretty good wine out there.
Yeah, it's very good. There's nothing about the soil or the climate that that isn't at the top level. I mean, you know our wines, and we've been struggling to make are the best wines we can, but it all essentially relies on the climate, the geology, and the kind of fruit you grow. So we've got it. I mean, it's a big deal. There's 144 in the United States of these appellations, which means it's significant enough to be put on a label of wine. It must be. And geez, I mean, if and when you're in the wine business, that's what you need. It's what gets you in the game. It's a real deal to play.
Okay, Reverge, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk just for a minute about something of interest to everybody in Shasta County and maybe the latest and greatest news on your issues with Shasta County.
Oh, sure.
Okay, we'll take a break. Be right back.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Did you know that this year's June Consumer Report magazine claims that cleaning and checking your gutters for leaks is the most important thing that you can do to reduce mold growth inside your home? We're the local experts for cleaning dangerous mold and fungus from your roof and gutters, bringing your roof back to a safe, super clean look. Visit us at supercleanroof.com or call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will take over the Shasta College Theater stage from August 9th to the 25th. 11 performances, including two Sunday matinees of this hard-driving, dance-happy musical, will delight Reading Theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend, only to discover that being true to yourself never goes out of style. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernsini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park to be located at the Redding Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
Saturday, August 4th, call 378-2280 for tickets.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio at 8:16. We've got a hot day on tap, sunny with a high of 106 degrees, low tonight near 70 in the valley, partly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 104 currently in Redding, 75 degrees. This weather report, as always, brought to you by our friends out at Anselmo Vineyards, and of course, just by coincidence, that happens to be our topic right now. Now back to our guest host, Trish Clark.
And good morning and welcome back. And we are talking at this time on the phone with Revere Anselmo from Anselmo Vineyards. And
am I coming through loud and clear?
You are. You're.
If we could get you to speak up just a hair, Revere, that would be helpful.
I'm trying to shout into the mouthpiece. Okay.
Pull the string a little tighter.
All right.
Okay, good. You had a hearing in Sacramento this last week, and of course the community has followed with bated breath the actions between you and Shasta County and this continued saga of the interference with what you're trying to do up on the hill. So where are you, and what just recently happened, Revere?
Yeah, Trish, thanks for the question. It was really very funny. Down in Sacramento, the county had two motions in front of the federal judge. One was they wanted to consolidate both cases, making them all appear in federal court, because basically they don't want to appear in the hometown court and where everybody knows what they do. That was denied from the bench just immediately. The other one was a very funny one. I'll try to describe this because you really had to be there, I suppose. But the county's attorney, which was Christopher Pisano, I'm starting to like that guy, which is terrible. You know, you start enjoying your adversaries. It's nuts. But anyway, he was there, and he said, "Well, Your Honor, we would like you to please disavow the U.S. attorney's letter that says that the water quality, fish and game, and Army Corps engineer employees were within their jurisdictional and employment authorities when they attacked Anselmo back in 07. You see, Your Honor, if Anselmo can prove that there was a conspiracy to deny him of his civil rights and due process, then my client, Shasta County, would be part and parcel of this thing, which he may be able to prove. so and they want to do that because they want these other three agencies to pay a proportional share of whatever damages I might collect from my accusation. So the judge actually said to him from the bench, this was what was beautiful. He was wiping his forehead and under his eyes to get the sweat out of it. The judge said, Mr. Pisano, if I understand you correctly, you're asking the court to grant you a motion which could only be offered to you. It could only be granted if you proved that there was a conspiracy of which your county, your client, the county, was a part of. And I'm sure you don't want to do that, do you, sir? He said, no, I don't want to do that. All right, so you understand you're also going to get no money from the government ever, because in order for you to get these people entailed in this lawsuit, which the plaintiff, Anselmo, does not want to sue, you'd have to prove that they were acting outside of the color of official right. He said, yes, Your Honor, I understand that. He says, what do you want me to do? Because I can't do anything with this motion.
That's what I wanted you to share. Yeah. I think it's interesting. So now that the lawsuit will continue on to trial in Shasta County, and I think we're all hoping for an early and quick conclusion so that the wonderful things that you're doing up there on the Hill can continue.
I hope so too, but Trish, you know, I'm broke to it now like a mule, so all I know is being an attorney now, and it's so fun. I mean, should we really get rid of the circus?
I think from my point of view, I'd like to direct your attention to other greater things, like the hotel and other things that we would like to see up on the Hill.
And making a wine region, of course, yeah.
Exactly. So,
by the way, Shasta County, thank you for all your help in making an AVA in Shasta County.
Yeah, exactly. You know, constantly hear in the community people who are very supportive of what you're doing, and I know that there is a group of people and business people in Shasta County who are cheering you on in your efforts to try to get some recognition that we need to support our local businesses. Our response in our planning agency should be, how can we help you be successful, and what can we do to make this happen, as opposed to grinding you down with their never-ending bureaucracy and rules that are not applied systematically and appropriately on these issues with businesses.
Did that ever happen? I mean, under your watch, was the government here ever helpful?
Actually, when forced to, and I will say, I think there was a period of time in Shasta County when the developers used to say to me, that they enjoyed doing projects in the unincorporated area because we had streamlined the process and it was a little easier to get through it, the process. I don't know what happened to that, and I don't know what the mindset is at the county, but certainly that's not what I hear from the developers in the community, people in general. It's a real saga, to try to do something. And with our economy the way it is, it appears to me that the board should be directing that department to make it, what can we do to help? How can we make this happen? Instead
of constantly just
grinding away at every effort that somebody makes to establish a business in Shasta County. Certainly your case, which I'm very familiar with, has been one of
it's travail, isn't it?
It's unbelievable, and I think if the citizens actually were aware of all the minutiae and just awful things that have happened in harassing you through this process, I they should be appalled. We need to take a break right now.
Can I tell you what I think is something that I'm actually lonesome for? I do have good news. I have great things to convey to the county, and my place itself, you know, it's beautiful, purposeful, orderly. You can see the goodness of it. And instead of being on my side and you know, joining me on the phone to announce things like an AVA for Shasta County, they can't say a word about it. They have to treat me like some turd they're afraid to touch, which is, it's ridiculous, because we're doing good things. I feel lonely that I don't have anybody in the government to share my joy with.
We're going to take a break and be right back.
Somebody once told me the world is going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense, I'm a little more fun.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They have three different shops align it. They also replace the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, and this is Trish Clark sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott, and we've been having a great time this morning on a whole lot of different subjects. I invite anyone who has a comment to call in at 605-4567. We're on the phone right now with Reverge Anselmo from Anselmo Vineyards up in the Inwood Valley. And we've been talking about various and sundry things, not the least of which is the new designation for the Inwood Valley say it again, Reverge.
The Inwood Valley AVA, an appellation, so it goes on every wine bottle from this valley. And well, you have to see the map. We'll have to do a visual. I think Channel 7 is going to show a graphic of it. It's significant, you know, it's Rutherford, Stag's Leap, Russian River Valley. There's a geographical description of where qualities of soil and climate are distinct in the way they influence wine, and which is what we have. And so we've created and established that.
And that's just really good news for all of Shasta County and certainly the economy of this region, which we talked earlier about the impact that the spotted owl has had on our biggest industry in Shasta County for many, many years with timber and paper mills.
By the way, Trish, you are the one who originally, you were the original drafter of the wine ordinance in Shasta County. So a lot of this, I hope the listeners understand, a lot of this was born from the impetus of Trish Clark, knowing that there was a possibility for wines and wineries up here in this now nomenclatured and described area. And Trish gathered people together and wrote a winery ordinance for Shasta County. It's a little screwed up in some places, but she made the effort. She put it on paper, and it has helped me.
Well, to clarify, I didn't really personally do the drafting of it, but certainly it was an issue that was brought to me by my constituents that they wanted to do some things with wine, and as I studied into it, found this was an excellent area for wine. I put together a working group that said, okay, how can we make this work for you? Let's write an ordinance that makes it possible for a tasting room and people to produce the product and all of those things. Like you say, it's not a perfect effort, but certainly as the industry grows, hopefully we can do some fine tuning with that to make it work.
Absolutely. But it was, let's let everybody know, it was originally Trish's initiative long before we ever met, but long before I was up here, it's come to something, Trish, and you should clap yourself on the back for that.
Thank you so much, Reverge, for that recognition. And we're going to take a break and go to the news, and we'll be back.
News Radio, I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama and Mitt Romney speak in a few minutes, and the July report on jobs may fuel them. Separate government surveys saying the unemployment rate rose, even though 163,000 jobs were created.
The White House says they show the economy is continuing to recover, but no one here is saying 163,000 jobs is enough. In fact, the jobless rate actually rose a tenth of a point to 8.3%. Mitt Romney said in a written statement, quote, "My plan would turn things around and bring the economy roaring back."
Fox's Wendell Goller at the White House. The president speaks shortly in D.C., Romney in suburban Las Vegas. Baseball Hall of Famer Cal Ripken is making a plea on behalf of police.
Law enforcement needs help in finding this guy.
And that would be whomever kidnapped his 74-year-old mother. She was found unharmed in her car last week in Maryland. Fox News. We report, you decide.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsredding.com.
Reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you ready to win in Wind River Casino's Catch a Camry Swipe to Win promotion? Start with our $10,000 first chance drawing Thursday, August 30th. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The $10,000 first chance drawing is Thursday, August 30th. Win your share of $10,000 cash, 20 winners, or free gas. All entries go into the final drawing for a brand new Toyota Camry from Lithia Toyota of Reading. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always
always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
This is Etkay Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Etkay Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue, 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. The Colonel gets his haircut there. I get my haircut there. If Trish was ever in the mood for that kind of a haircut, she'd get her haircut there, but she's got beautiful hair, and I'll back myself out of this corner that I've talked myself into now. But Cypress Square Barbershop, a great place, excellent service, and go on down there and check it out. Once again, 2463 Athens Avenue, they are proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio. Now back to our guest host, Trish Clark.
And good morning, and welcome all of you out there in Shasta County on this great Friday morning. Looks like it's going to heat up considerably, and we're in for another
106.
Another typical Shasta County weekend. Invite you all to remember, though, that it's cheaper or cheaper. It's cooler down by the park, and so we invite you down for Paisano Days down in the community of Anderson at the Anderson River Park. And we're talking this morning with Reverge Anselmo and things about wineries and Anselmo Vineyards in particular. Good morning, Reverge.
Good morning, Trish.
So, what else have you got to offer our listening audience about Anselmo Vineyards? What's on the agenda for the future?
Well, we have a tremendous amount of weddings from tonight till it's starting tonight, and it goes through all the way to the end of September. Every weekend there's an enormous wedding.
I think people in the community,
all kinds of stuff. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I really don't.
Another interesting thing that we talked about is the addition of the two wonderful vehicles to bring people to Anselmo Vineyards. Talk to us about the London taxi cabs.
Yeah, the London cabs. They're almost ready. The first one will be delivered in September. So when you see a taxi from the City of London driving around Reading, you'll know it's us, and we hope very much that they'll be bringing people up here to us to have all they want to drink and none of the responsibilities of getting down the hill.
And I think that's an important thing to note, and certainly they'll be available for other things in the community when they're not being used for Anselmo.
Yeah, but in fact, that we even are sending them off to wine tours in Manton, where, by the way, I personally like everybody there, but I think they all resent me. I don't know anymore. I haven't talked to them in a while. But we certainly want to put the cabs out to service for touring, you know, wineries in the area. The only caveat we impose is that, well, they have to stop at our places. There's no renting our cabs to go to other people's wineries and omit a stop at our place.
And I don't know why anybody would want to do that, but that's an excellent opportunity, because I concur with you. There are some really nice little wineries down in the Manton Valley. It's in an interesting kind of they could be establishing those on the Shasta County side as well, but when I talk to the people down in Manton, I find that Tehama County seems to be a whole lot more cooperative.
On the Tehama side.
Exactly. And so I think that's an indication to the citizens of Shasta County that they really need to take seriously these issues that exist at the planning department in Shasta County. And they need to address them through the Board of Supervisors, because it's prohibiting the expansion of this wonderful wine industry in Shasta County. People don't want to deal with them.
I don't think it was possible. I once told them when I was underway, I said, do you realize that if I was doing this with financing from a bank, I would be in default? Do you understand how badly you've held me up? I could not possibly be making repayments on schedule to a bank if that's how I had done this.
Well, I think that's it's an important consideration. I think that the citizens should take this seriously. I personally have talked over the years with people in the community who purposely go forward with a project knowing full well that they're going to pay penalties at the other end, but they know that it's going to be cheaper and they can actually accomplish their project by doing it and then going through the process with the county and paying the penalties, because you just can't get there on a regular budget and make something happen in Shasta County. That's wrong. It's just wrong. We should be working with them and making it feasible for people to be entrepreneurs and create great businesses.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I feel there should be a form you fill out, and it's just called the form which declares you underway. Get going, do it well, and then when it's all done, they should come and inspect you and say, well, did you do it properly? Yes. Oh, look, you did. Okay, fine. Here you go. There's your checkout form.
Well, that's a bit of a shortcut, Reverse, but I understand what you're saying. But I personally believe that you can exist under a set of rules, and if they follow the timelines and you follow the timelines, you should be able to get from A to Z in a timely manner. But it takes cooperation and effort on everybody's part, and we have to have the mindset from the beginning that our purpose in having these planning departments is to make sure that we look out for the public safety, that we build things that do meet code, and that are good for the county, but we do it in a timely manner that is cost-effective to the person, the private business person, who is investing their money to make this happen. It's how we create jobs. It's how we put our community back to work. And we can't do it if our attitude is, we have the power and we're going to make you suffer.
Yeah, you know, when I opened, I remember that I conceived that we would have basically two employees. One out on the floor, being a hostess, waitress, things like that, and somebody in the kitchen. And it isn't like that, because real life overtakes you. We're 38 people
mm-hmm.
on something that we originally, my wife and I sat around and thought, well, what can we expect? What's reasonable? And we said, well, maybe six people in a day, 4 days a week, and they would each drop off $20. But it's crazy. It's a mushroom of business, and we can hardly keep up with it. And that is out there waiting for everybody who wants to go and endeavor. Just don't stop them.
Well, and that's exactly the point. And we have, for the people who have not visited Anselmo Vineyards, have not gone up and just walked around the grounds, you have created an absolutely beautiful oasis in Shasta County. The grounds, as you indicate, are exquisite. The views, the atmosphere, the food. I mean, Chef John, I mean, my goodness, all the food that comes out of the kitchen is just, well, it's sometimes too pretty to eat. I love presentation and the presentation on the plate.
Can I also tell you something about the chapel? Because I know you enjoy our chapel, but now there are, today even, and it has been since we could photograph it, there's people sitting around the Vatican looking at that chapel. And they're coming to us starting August 14th from all over the world, from Northern Ireland, from Italy, from New York, from Wyoming. That's how it started. But honestly, the Pope's G3, which is Cardinal Burke from St. Louis, I have been asked to please come see Cardinal Burke at the Vatican in November, December time frame. He wants to come here because it is so beautiful.
So we're going to talk about, we need to take a break, and when we come back, let's talk a little more about the Our Lady of Seven Sorrows.
Hi. Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind all of our customers about the ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers. We have more new propane bottles from little 2.5 gallon for camping to forklift tanks to lots of 5 gallon barbecue bottles. We have bulk oil and we can fill your containers with hydraulic, motor oil, bar oil, and lots of synthetic oils and greases. If you're thinking about heaters for next winter, give Johnny a call for a free quote on a Toyotomi or kerosene heater, and we also have propane and natural gas heaters. With everybody headed to the lake, stop by and fill up with that high-octane race fuel for jet skis, motorcycles, and boats. Northern Lights Energy, open Saturday till 3:30, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Clobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And at 8:46 here on Free Fire Radio, real quick check of the weather. You know it's going to be warm when Good Morning America mentions Reading by name. High of 106 degrees, clear tonight, low of 70. Continued warm tomorrow, high of 104. Currently it is closing in on 80 degrees, 79 in Reading. The report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And this is Trish Clark, and we're back to finish up the last 15 minutes of a two-hour show that just seems to speed by. I'm having a good time. Hope everyone out there is enjoying our conversation. We're on the phone this morning with Reverge Anselmo from Anselmo Vineyards. And just before we went to the break, we started to talk a little bit about the update on Our Lady of Seven Sorrows, the wonderful, wonderful chapel that the Reverge has built up in at the winery.
Thank you, Trish, and yes, it is it's a wonderful little chapel, and it is entirely private. There are no commercial purposes involved, et cetera.
Well, and I think that you indicated earlier that you're booked solid for weddings, and people need to realize that you have already established a wedding gazebo and are doing beautiful weddings there, and that is not the purpose of the chapel. The chapel is for private worship.
Trish. We hate the word gazebo. There's something really cheesy about that word, so we call it a pavilion.
I stand corrected.
Thank you.
So the latest, you indicated that you have some priests lined up that are going to be coming
Carmelite
up to see.
Carmelite monks from Wyoming are coming on August 14th, and then they're here for about 3 days, I believe, August 14th, 15th, 16th. Then in September, from the 7th to the 14th, we have three priests from Northern Ireland, and then three from Rome, which are seminarians at the North American College, and That goes into October, and then in November we have Father Peter Cameron from Magnificat magazine and two other Dominicans from New York.
The Magnificat magazine for the Catholics in our community, Reverge introduced me to the Magnificat magazine. It's a Sunday missal for Catholics, and it's an excellent book.
Right, which I had a hand in bringing to this country. It's a long story and an interesting adventure, but I'm still partners with those guys in that magazine.
Well, and you receive it monthly, and as I do, and it's just a wonderful aid for the Catholic for Mass and for prayer and spiritual good. And well-written,
yes,
wonderful, wonderful document.
Trish, do you know who likes it the best? Is homeless people and prisoners. They're the people who write the most fervent letters of thanks and appreciation, you know, back to the publisher.
Well, and it's interesting.
Lying.
Perhaps
the only
that
thing
would.
Thing that is beautiful.
It is a beautiful worship book, not only just for the Mass, but the prayers contained in it. And I was unaware that was one of the uses. Perhaps that's a good place for me to donate my used copies.
Yes, exactly.
So
as a matter of fact, there are certain prisons and shelters around the country that they get up on a list for all the expired copies. They get them a month old. They don't care.
It's just
the only thing of beauty in their lives.
Well, we've had a good discussion this morning about a lot of different things, and I'm going to take a little time now to talk about some things that are going on down in the community of Anderson. Thanks, Reverge, for joining us this morning. And,
you're very welcome. Let me help you with your senior center down there.
Okay, I appreciate that very much, because that's what I'm going to talk about for the rest of the morning is the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. And first off, remind everyone that this is the first Sunday of the month that's coming up. So we have our community breakfast, great biscuits and gravy and pancakes and sausage and eggs or French toast. And in conjunction with the breakfast this weekend, that's Sunday morning from 8 to 11, the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson behind UTech High School. We've also got an indoor flea market going. So you can come down and instead of having to be out in the heat, you can be in an air-conditioned building for the morning prior to the time that you head over to Paisano Days to watch the last of the bocce ball. So those are all things that are happening, and we're going to go into that a little bit more when we come back after this break.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's home performance program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000, plus utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Well, I won't back down.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Redding Harley-Davidson, established 1977 by David and Robin Wright. They remain involved in day-to-day business ever since. Now, of course, they've turned it over to their kids and... Carl, I can't read your writing here. Anyway, excellent service, accessories, service items, clothing and collectibles, and a full-service facility with experienced technicians. They will get your Harley-Davidson running fine. Now, you can take your bike down there, sell it, or trade it in, and if you want to get on a Harley, they will help you make it happen. They're at 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Redding. Give them a call, 241-7117, 241-7117. Redding Harley-Davidson, experience the ride. Live the dream.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark. I've been hosting this morning for Linda and Carl Bott, who are out doing other things for a couple of days. And it's been my pleasure to chat with the citizens of the North State and touch on a couple, three different subjects. And I'm going to finish up the morning with my favorite subject, the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with that center, senior centers are generally government-run, government-owned, somehow connected with the community, with grant funding and what have you. The Frontier Senior Center in Anderson is kind of a unique animal. It's owned outright by the seniors, operated by a board of directors made up of seniors and community members and various senior groups. And it operates, totally on funds that it raises itself. There are no grant funds, government monies, involved in the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. I'm the president of the board of directors and have been actively involved with that center since its inception. The purpose of the Frontier Senior Center, it's not about poor seniors. And I think a lot of times people think senior centers are about a meal for poor seniors. It's about all of the seniors, and we have a huge retirement community in Shasta County, and it's about a place to go and something to do for active seniors. You don't need to be poor to be lonely if you're alone. So it's about seniors. We have no means test down there. We don't charge anything for our services. Everyone is welcome through the door, and everything is done by donation. It's operated by volunteers, by and large. We have only 1.5 paid staff in the whole operation, and it's run by volunteers that do everything from computer classes to line dancing. We have bingo on Fridays. We have lunch 5 days a week. We have all kinds of card games, computer programs. They're kind of down for the summer, but there's computer classes at the Frontier Senior Center. And this all operates based on the money that for rent of the facility, our occasional fundraisers like the breakfast, and our thrift store over on Center Street in Anderson, ETC. Those all go to contribute to the help that runs the Frontier Senior Center to make it available for all South County seniors and any senior in Shasta County. By way of that, I want to let everybody know a save the date issue. And we have a huge fundraiser coming up on September 8th at the fairgrounds at Fusaro Hall in Anderson. And it's going to be a prime rib dinner. And we're asking all of the seniors and citizens and people in Shasta County who support this operation to come out, help us sell 400 tickets for this prime rib dinner. Again, the date is September 8th at the Fusaro Hall, over at the fairgrounds. We're going to have Chris McCandless. is going to be, and a lot of you in Shasta County are familiar with Chris and his wonderful singing and DJ work, and he's going to be our entertainment for the night, playing music and entertaining us. We've got some great raffles. My friends from the Anderson Rotary will be cooking, and we all know their reputation for putting together a great meal. It's going to be a lot of volunteers out there trying to raise funds to replenish the funds for the work we just did on the exterior of the Frontier Senior Center, and also to make some funds. We're looking at, you know, it's like owning a great big house, and there's always something that needs fixed up and repaired. And so our floors at the Senior Center that were originally donated in the construction by a good friend of the Frontier Senior Center. Many of you remember Dick Heil from Chesty's, who is no longer with us, but he donated the original floors, and they're getting worn in the kitchen and dining room area. So we're going to be raising funds for that. We certainly invite all of you to join us again, September 8th. We ask that you, put that date in your calendar. Thanks for joining us this morning, and we're going to be done, and we'll see you on Monday.
Well, I won't back down.
And thank you very much, Trish. Carl and Linda will be back on Tuesday. Coming up on Monday, we're going to have the Don Shulman Show Monday edition, and they'll be talking about all kinds of topics. And, of course, we've got our great week lineup of weekend shows here on KCNR 1460. Starting off with My Outdoor Buddy tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. and continuing throughout the day, the biggest slate of locally produced programs in the area. Thank you very much for listening, and you are listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The best jobs report in months. Job creation picking up, though the unemployment rate also went up. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Employers added 163,000 jobs to their payrolls last month, the biggest surge since February. Despite that hopeful sign, the unemployment rate ticked up to 8.3%. The Labor Department report comes from two different surveys. The job growth number, produced by a survey of businesses, the unemployment rate, tallied from a survey of households. In July, more people said they were unemployed, while the size of the labor force shrank. Economists consider the business survey to be more reliable, Lisa.
Jared, President Obama and Mitt Romney each speaking at this hour. On the jobs news, the White House highlights 29 consecutive months of private job creation, while Mitt Romney says the slowing recovery and longest stretch ever above 8% unemployment are evidence of failing policies. Right now, stocks are rallying. The Dow is up more than 200.